ice cream that gives glory. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:21. I have found that 1 Corinthians 10:21 is a verse of contemplation. It's not a verse that can just be lived, but it is one that keeps the mind on Christ and God in every situation and activity of life. It calls the mind to action. For instance, don't just sit in a chair, but think of the greatness of God while you sit in the chair. Think of the delight and grandeur that God invented, the comfort or of somewhere to place your bottom as you rest or study. Don't just use a blanket. Think of how God is a God of cozy. He gave us the feelings and nerves to enjoy soft textures. He gave us the enjoyment of warmth and cold. He provided the materials and even the idea for that blanket you use. These are two examples, but we can see that the contemplation involved to consider even things so simple as these in relation to God and God's glory. We easily forget Him. So to hear, do all to the glory of God. This is work. This is an act of the intentional, or for the intentional. You see, my wife and I decided to order ice cream on the weekend. This is always a fun treat. Our kids are crazy for it, so we ordered a cheesecake blizzard and a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard and two M&M blizzards. The flavor was a delight, and the kids became painted with chocolate. But while I ate this delicious treat, I thought, how can something like this bring glory to God? And I look at my family and think of the enjoyment and the uniqueness of each of them, and the grace of God on my life is more than my emotions can handle. So this question should be easy to answer, but it took work. My sinful and self-focused mind takes the glory of God and lightly in something so simple as ice cream. I hope to practice this contemplation in all things. So here are five ways to give glory, God glory, as you eat your ice cream. Number one, ice cream brain freeze glory. When we get a brain freeze from eating ice cream too quickly, take a moment to thank God for the reminder of slow down and savor the deliciousness. It's a funny way to appreciate the small joys in life and the lessons learned from the frozen treats. God has put limits in all things. He puts limits in our weaknesses. We need rest. Or our wakefulness. We need rest. He puts limits in our energy and strength. We can't just run and run and not grow tired. We need rest again. We don't have unlimited energy. He puts limits in our relationships, putting boundaries with marriage. And He puts boundaries in our enjoyment of the treats. Don't eat this too fast. Enjoy it. Number two, melting glory. As ice cream starts to melt, it can create a messy but happy experience. And praise Christ for this creativity in creating a treat that transforms and brings joy as it moves from solid to liquid. It's a funny reminder that even in the messiness of life, God can bring beauty and delight. The mind of God is extraordinary. He invented the laws in which we live. He created the idea of the stages of water or the heat or in the cold. He uses it in the weather with seasons for our enjoyment, from a nice hot summer day to an ice cold winter. But not only can we enjoy it in the grandness of weather, but also in the smallness of treats and drinks like ice cream. What a good and gracious Father. Number three, connections. Not my invention, but certainly a great play on words. Although now ice cream has gone from cone to cup, so the play on words may have lost its touch. But when you and I enjoy an ice cream cone or cup, celebrate the enjoyment of making connections with others. God made ice cream possible, whether it's through sharing a cone with a friend, or starting a conversation with your children or spouse over their favorite flavors. Give thanks to God for the sweet opportunities to connect with people through this tasty treat. As a dad, it's easy to be worn out by the constant excitement of my kids. Ice cream is God's way of taking a sweet treat to calm an excited little mind. It takes concentration to eat ice cream, especially for a toddler. Number 4, sprinkles and chunks that laugh. When you add colorful sprinkles to your ice cream, maybe a little chunk of goodness, let it remind you to find joy in the little things. I enjoy cookie dough blizzards. The chunks of dough are my favorite part. I remember that God made that little chunk possible for my enjoyment of Him. It's easy to write everything off as created by men. It's like, who invented this? A man. Well, yeah, they did, but the source is God. Man didn't invent the ingredients. They pulled them from resources provided by their creator. Thank God for the ability to be silly and playful with the little colorful spots or the big chunks of our favorite snacks, and for the simple pleasures that bring smiles to our faces. Thank Him for His creativeness and His grace in letting us enjoy something so comforting and yummy. From the taste and the great variety thereof to the crunch and enjoyment of multiple colors. It's a funny and lighthearted way to acknowledge the happiness that ice cream chunks and sprinkles can bring for the glory of God. Number 5, and lastly, ice cream, comas, and glory deserved naps. Sometimes after filling up with a generous scoop of ice cream, you can feel a bit sleepy. Embrace the ice cream coma and see it as an opportunity to rest and recharge. Thank God for the gift of relaxation and the chance to take a divine nap, even if it's induced by a sugar rush. This happens in the enjoyment of turkey as well. God has made our body in such a way that certain foods are made to act differently for us. His insights and creation is of such wonder that it's hard to type everything that comes to mind. He deserves multitudes and multitudes of glory and praise, even only for ice cream.